Hi there. Managing emotions, emotional resilience, moving through those stuck times, moving through adversity. One door closes, and yes, literally, one can open another one. It really is as simple as that. You know, what causes you and me stress is the inability to let go. We hold on. Instead, yes, what happens? We hold on. And I know what that happens to me when I hold on. I'd go over and over the situation in my mind. I'd examine and I'd re-examine. I'd see it too in my mind's eye. I would relive it. So what do you imagine seeing it, reliving it, going over it again and again is doing to me? Yep, I could be tense, I could be angry, impatient or sad, lonely, depressed, feel guilty. Lots of things could be happening to me. Either way, dear friend, I would be stuck. I couldn't close the door and I couldn't move on. I couldn't open up another door. So I needed to change. And it wasn't until I got it, I really, really got it. I needed to understand and accept that I was the only one that was going to be suffering here. And I had to learn to let go. Well, I can safely say now I can handle whatever life throws at me because I don't hold on to any thought or feeling. I just let them flow, literally flow through me. Free-flowing thoughts and mindful action. That's the key. Free-flowing because I don't hold on to them, and mindful action because I live in my truth. I'm mindful I don't recreate any negativity myself through my own thoughts and feelings. How? Well, listen to my podcast next week and I'll share with you how to do that. And I promise you, each one of you can do this. If I can do it, you can do it. If you'd like to know more, my website is harmonyinhealth.com. My name is Anne Bruce. Do like my podcast, and I promise you there'll be another one out on managing emotions and emotional resilience, because for me, that was the way forward. That's what I had to learn how to do. And the next one will be next Tuesday. Bye for now.